This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. One of the Democrats running to be president came to Lee County this week, where she said her military experience sets her apart from the rest of the field. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii spoke to a couple dozen people at a sandwich shop in Fort Madison. She says she's prepared to be commander-in-chief because of her 16 years of service in the Army National Guard, including two tours in the Middle East. Gabbard says the U.S. must end its involvement in what she describes as regime change wars around the world.
As commander-in-chief, that is the first thing that I will do. For example, to end U.S. support for this genocidal war in Yemen that is being waged right now without any congressional approval or authority.
Gabbard says the trillions of dollars the U.S. is spending on these wars would be better spent on infrastructure, education, and health care back home. She says it's also critical for the U.S. to de-escalate tensions with nuclear powers such as Russia and China. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.